from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get your boy Kyle behind the glass. A lot to discuss here. Are the Phillies back? And Kyle Schwarber saved the season. It may sound crazy, like a team in first place by six games, win a game against the Marlins, and the season is saved.
But they were sliding, though. There's no doubt that they were sliding. And the loss that they had the other day, it was bad.
It was. And I always think of the alternative. Like, we know what happened. They won. Schwarber and home run, grand slam. They won the game. It's a game they were favored to win. They should have won. But I think of the alternative. If they had lost that game last night, after a team meeting, after a lineup shakeup, we would have come in here today and said, I don't know if they're going to recover. This is really bad. But that's not the case. So for that sole reason, the alternative could have been so bad. I feel like it certainly save the season for now. Now let's hope they build on it. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see the Eagles offensive starters play tonight? I do. About an hour from now, we'll get to some guys we're looking at in the game tonight. Eagles and the Patriots right here in WIP. And of course, we're giving away a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League, live draft on Wednesday the 28th. We're looking for the person that is the most Delco out there. They could sell themselves as Delco, your Delco resume, and help you educate you more on everything that is Delco.
Yeah, speaking of that, it's like one of the the traits of people from Delco, are they like super sensitive? Like, do you have some super sensitive cats that are from Delco?
I don't know. I mean, Kyle's a Delco guy. Do you think Kyle's sensitive?
I don't think Kyle's sensitive.
Kyle is, you know.
Would you just? No, I'm just kidding.
You know what Kyle is? Kyle is, if you push the right button.
No. Like, Kyle's passionate. Because there's been times, and I respect that from him, because there's been times when we've been in meetings and I would say something. And Kyle, like, what are you talking about? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, Kyle, calm down. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, and this is in the meeting.
Yeah, this is before the show.
This is in the meeting.
We're just like trying to have coffee.
That's
and
fresh
wake
off
up here.
A couple cups.
Yeah,
coffee,
I get it.
Jack's from Delco, right?
Jack is from Delco.
Jack's a little sensitive.
Fake Delco.
Like, well, Jack's a little sensitive. Jack, and I know you're probably listening. Stop being so sensitive.
I think Jack's from Delco. I think Jack's from Delco.
Yeah, but he's a sensitive.
I mean, Jack built.
So Jack's more of a Westchester guy.
I know that.
Westchester. I used to live in Westchester. That Delco. That's Delco, right?
No.
Wait a minute. It isn't?
Well, so go ahead, Kyle.
It's not my Delco.
It's not your
apparently,
Delco.
He says he was born in media.
Media.
I think media is more Delco now.
Okay.
It's like, it changes over time. I get that.
Man.
So you mean moves like the stars. It kind of like meanders a little bit. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, as time goes on, people evolve. All right, 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni. Let's hear from Sirianni. So last week, we got the word from the people covering the team and beat writers that they were going to play the starters, right? A series or two. And I got all excited. I wanted to play a full quarter. Well, then the game started, and you see Jalen Hurts in a T-shirt, Saquon Barkley with a T-shirt, and it's like, they're not playing anybody. So Sirianni last week on why he chose not to play the offensive starters, even though, of course, the defensive starters played. Here's Sirianni last week on the decision.
And what went into the decision not to play the offensive starter?
Just the chance of the weather, how it was all day. It feels a little wet when we got out there. Just wanted to have a clean, clean operation. Didn't want to put them on something that I felt like with any of the weather could have been a little messy. I didn't want to give them. I wanted to give them a clean track.
Clean track. So does anyone check the weather for up in Foxborough tonight? I'll check that. Let's see if there's going to be a clean track up in Foxborough. Because I want to see the offensive players play. Of course, though, Hugh, the defensive players played. The starters played, right? Even like Jalen Carter, who was a top 10 pick.
He's a young Thundercat.
Yeah, but he's very important.
He's a youngin'.
Yeah, but they put him on a wet track.
Yeah, but he's a youngin', and he needed, like, defensive players, they're built a little different, man. Mm. They're built, for the most part, they're built a little different. Those offensive guys, they're more cerebral. They like to, think more. It's more of a reactionary thing with them. And plus, like I said, you want to get lathered up when you go out there on the defensive side and play a little bit. But offensive guys, they're more about timing. They're more about,
rhythm.
Yeah, surprising people and everything like that. So, yeah, I can see that's why they're not playing. And plus, they've played together for a while.
Do you think if a defensive starter had gotten hurt last Friday that Sirianni would have come to the podium with the rain thing? I don't.
You don't think so?
He would have looked like a clown. Why didn't you play your offensive guys? It's wet. Well, you lost Jalen Carter. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
He would have looked ridiculous.
That was a mistake.
All right. Well, why the defense? Why did the defense play, but the offense didn't? Here's what Sirianni said about that.
Why did the defensive starters then go?
The defensive guys, the operation's a little bit different for the defense. Obviously, they don't handle the ball every down. A couple of the defensive starters that I did take out were older guys. But it was more about the operation and wanted to make sure that the weather was clean. Now the weather held off, but I know they're wrong a lot on the weather reports.
He blamed him. So he took a shot at the weather people.
He threw the meteorologist way under the bus there for no reason. Also, speaking of meteorologists, as I look at my weather app, we got some potential precipitation in Foxborough.
Well, why would the Eagles even need a meteorologist when their sideline reporter doubles as the greatest weatherman in the history of the Delaware Valley?
So now, today,
Howard.
Yeah, we've spoken a lot about Delco today. If I'm correct, I believe a few years ago, do you remember when Howard, he drove around, I think it was, in Delco, with his phone out the window about the weather? Was it about traffic? Do you remember this? I think it was about the weather. It was wild, and it was probably not safe.
Howard knows a rainy day. He knows a hot day. Howard knows weather, man.
Balls get sweaty.
Well, from the whole season, the Eagles should just ask Howard what the weather will be and just go off of that. Prepare that way. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, up, Will.
Man? Let me ask Cal something real quick. Hey, Cal, has the mayor been the same mayor for 20 or 30 years? Is that the same place?
What?
The mayor of where?
The mayor of Delco.
It's not mayor of Delco.
No, because I know Fox did Fox 29 did a show down there, and they were like the people down there.
Literally of Delaware County? I thought you meant because Kyle was talking about Delco as a way of life, and I was gonna say who's the mayor of the way of life.
But no, I'm just saying no because they did a Mike he goes around Philadelphia different places to try food and see how the neighborhoods are, and Delco was one of them. And that's why I asked that, because they had mentioned him while they was doing that segment. But what I saw from Delco is they're a very tight-knit community. Yes, they is a little snobby because they just feel as though their community is one of a kind, and they stick together. That's what I got from
little snobby. So I
there's
was
a,
right.
There's a pride. I would say the word pride. There's a Delaware. Okay. There's a Delco pride that I don't. I never sense from any other county. I live in Bucks County, Will, and I like it. But I never when I see other people or talk to other people that live near me. It's not a Bucks County pride.
Hoity-toity. I was right. They're not hoity-toity.
No, I don't think that's the right word.
Hoity-toity is pinky up when you're drinking a glass of wine or something. Dude, we're slugging Yanglings.
There's no pinky up when you're slugging a drink.
But all right, let me talk about these rules now. Let me just take a little bit of you know, credit for this also, right? Now, as I can recall, last week, I think the same question was brought up about them having a meeting and everything. And I believe everybody on this panel was saying no. It's, and I could quote you, Hugh. You said, no, I ain't ready for that. No grown man don't need no meeting. You know what I'm saying? I remember that, right?
Yeah.
But what did I say? I said a meeting needs to be called because everybody needs to be, including Bryce Harper. This is what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a team player, and he's not excluded. So if he's playing bad, then pull his ass up, too. Because guess what? If he's not hitting, that's going to affect the team also. So my thing is this, right? I said, change the strategy. I said, this is the checkers is done. It's time to play chess. And that's what they're doing now. They're playing chess. I said, listen, you need to start hitting that ball. Make the field work on the outside. And that's what they did yesterday. That's what they did the game two games before that. So the whole thing is, right, I'm seeing what a lot of people is not seeing. I'm not getting the credit for it. I don't want the credit. But what I'm
kind of sound like you do.
No, we'll hold on.
We ain't got no problem giving
we'll
you credit,
give you some
dog.
Credit. All right, so I need to redo the scale here. So credit for this turnaround. We have Topper. We have Schwarber, we have Hugh, we have Will. Now, how do you want, like, a quarter of the credit, or do you want half?
I'd take half of it.
Okay. Hey, I'm not mad at you for that. You should, Will.
Because the whole thing is, one thing I never did was panic. I said, stop worrying.
He did stop worrying.
They're going to start hitting.
He did call me out, though, because yeah. I did say.
Oh, he called you.
He called me out because I didn't say. I poo-pooed the team.
Yeah, plant paced you over here. Was poo-pooing it.
Sorry, I'm going to get off that, though. But I like what they did yesterday. They, you know, that the coach is starting to strategize. I said that also. And I'm liking what they're doing. And I wanted to comment on Riddick real quick, right? But Riddick, if you don't take this deal and come back home, right? I'm going to say this so you can really think about
it.
One of the most winningest coaches, guess what, don't have a job. You know why? Because he held out. He thought that he was going to be guaranteed a job. And guess what he's doing? He's sitting back watching everybody else lead the teams and play this season. So, you know, take heed to that, man. Stop letting your ego and your pride get in the way of making your money and being a successful player in the league. And last but not least for the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole speech should be now. It's now or never. Let's stop playing around.
Well, I agree with that. This team is not young. This is a now or never summer into fall. Will, it's a good phone call. So how about that, Will, just through, you know, a couple. Will had a lot there. I mean, number one, he called Hugh out last week for not wanting a team meeting.
Yeah, I like how he gave me the Hugh voice.
He got his way into credit for the Phillies win last night.
Yes.
He basically told Hassan Reddick to put his tail between his legs and take the Eagles offer, which I didn't know is allowed
like,
because
like,
I
see
team.
That's what like take what offer like he's a Jet like he does this is rap that ship has sailed
it hasn't though
it oh for our purposes it hasn't sailed I got it but
wait
it,
a second he requested a trade so and, the Eagles then, could and, swoop in and trade
and,
for him
and what's his name Joe Douglas said no he's not trading
who cares what Joe Douglas says
I mean obviously we don't. We don't care what you say.
Joe Douglas is 6 months away from getting fired.
We don't care what you say.
Joe Douglas is going to have to crawl back here and ask to be an assistant under Howie. So
It's kind of weird that Buddy asked to be traded because he wanted money. He wanted a new contract.
Yep.
Y'all traded for him.
Nope.
And then was like, like, what was you thinking?
Do you know what shows how much Reddick's stock is down in the NFL? Last night, the Falcons needed a pass rusher, and they traded for Matthew Judon from the Patriots. So like, teams need pass rushers. The Falcons, I think I saw the Bears made an offer for Judon. So teams need players like Reddick. I mean,
yeah, and they're not touching him. And
no.
That's the weird thing about it is because, like, you look at his numbers, and we always talk about numbers, but it's like there's something there. Like, and I don't know what it is. I really don't. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, contract demands are probably a huge part of it. He wants too much.
Well, but Judon, if I'm not mistaken, he's in the last year, his deal, right?
Yeah, and he only had 4 sacks last year.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he had a big
and it's
year.
Like, and he went to Atlanta with the hopes that he might get a new deal. I don't know.
The whole Reddick thing makes me think that two things need to be totally put to rest. The one is that everyone questioned why the Jets would let a younger player go, Bryce Hoff, instead of and bring in Hassan Reddick
to
do the same role. The Jets have no idea what they're doing.
No, that's obvious. It feels like that's been that way for 50 years.
And the offshoot of that is that Joe Douglas was never the brains behind Howie Roseman's operation.
He's a moron. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, they must count their lucky stars every day they still have jobs. Look at their record since they took over. It's abysmal.
And Aaron Rodgers being hurt bought them really another year.
Yeah, I mean, it's either going to work and he's going to stay healthy or they're all getting fired. I mean, they're all going to get fired. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey, Josh. What's up?
So, I'm calling, one, because I'm from Delco. Born and raised in Glen Olden. Used to walk to the McDade Mall. Neighborhood where everybody growing up got a nickname. Like you, we'd probably nail you with PBH, plant-based Q. I mean, low-hanging fruit, but I'll take it, right? And, listen, it's about community. It's about being strong, town to town. We all live on top of one another. But we sure do know how to have a good time. And I will clean all three of your clocks in fantasy football.
I like how you cleaned it up right before it got really racy.
This is a strong resume. I sense the Delco pride. This is one of our better ones so far, Josh. Good stuff. All right, what do you think on the Phils, Josh?
So the Phils, right? I mean, listen, I'm raising I have a daughter. She's 10 years old, right? And the year we went to the World Series, her and I kind of really just started watching the games with one another. Now she's foaming at the mouth just like me, which is awesome. And last night when we go down early, I get all frustrated. I'm out on the street right now. I'm a mailman. I get done my route. I'm sweaty, but I want to watch the beginning of the game. And I didn't want to curse in front of her. And I'm like, because I'm going to go up to the shower. This is. And she finishes my sentence. She goes, "This is BS, Dad." And she leaves the living room too. But the best part about it is that she's starting to understand the pitching, and how the how guys want to get that bat flat through the strike zone and all that. But my thing is, I am just sick and tired of the lack of plate discipline. Like, the other night, fly balls all over the park. Last night, they're spraying balls, which is good. But let's calm it down. If we're really going to focus up on some of the things that will really make you good. Watching them play a little small ball last night was awesome. Moving runners, Johan Rojas busting it down the line as he always does.
Yep.
I mean, I kind of feel that we've made it. We're going to turn the corner because a team this talented can't be as bad as they've been playing. And hopefully everyone after last night gets a whiff of that Kyle Schwarber-esque type of swag, coming up to the plate. The only thing on his mind was, I'm hitting this thing to William freaking Penn.
Question. Josh, and it's funny you said that because I have kids the same age as Europe. I have a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. In the beginning of the season, every morning they would just be like, the Phillies won again, like just assuming it. And lately they wake up or they ask, like, they lose again? Like, why do they stink now? It's fun watching it through their eyes, like fandom, and watching how, like, they ride the roller coaster too. It's like, what happened?
They watch you and they emulate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Josh, good stuff. We'll get in the mixer lead. That's a strong resume there.
It really
from
is.
Josh.
I like that. And I like how he was about to say some bad words.
Yeah.
And then he just cleaned it. He caught himself.
Right away.
Like, I think that's important.
That was good work by Josh.
Yeah, really good
I
work.
I feel like he represented Delco
well.
He did,
yeah. I mean, I just kind of just sit back and just let him go.
You were proud.
He represented
it. It seemed like he was proud.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Again, that's the part of the pride. Not the hoity-toity. Pride, Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh.
It's a little hoity-toity.
David and Delco. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. That's pretty funny. Hi, Hugh. How you doing?
Hey, what's
David.
Going on, man?
Oh, man, you got just blasted my ears. Hey, you know what's funny?
What's that?
I'm from Glen Olden.
Just like Josh. You were neighbors.
My whole life. I've been to California for 10 years, but came back. Freshman, printing Upper Deck trading cards.
So that was your job, or you do that now?
I did it for 45 years.
I was a big Upper Deck guy, David. Had thousands of Upper Deck baseball cards.
I did Upper Deck and Fleer out in Ashton. I've Delaware County my whole life. And another thing, 2 years ago, I won my fantasy league.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty good.
Oh, so you're fantasy savvy.
I even got a ring.
Ooh,
that's pretty impressive.
Now, Hugh, here's the question: do we want to let someone else in the lead that's good? Because I mean, last year you finished towards the bottom.
I'm not afraid of David.
Do you want more good, smart people?
I'm not afraid of David. If David can pull it off and win in this league, come on, he's invited.
All right, he's not afraid.
He's in the running.
Wait a minute. The beauty of my win was I beat a guy from Dallas.
Oh, that's like two wins right there, David. That's an extra one.
In the Super Bowl. But you know what? I have to say it real quick. I had Jalen Hurts as my quarterback the whole year, but they didn't play him on my Super Bowl game.
Was that the one when he had the shoulder injury 2 years ago?
They were saving him for the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Oh, was it 3 years ago? He sat out the last week, and then 2 years ago he was banged up a little bit. But that's tough when you got a good quarterback, David, and then the team sits him at the end. You need him. It's rough.
And you know what? New York, I forgot his name. I hit the New York coach or quarterback. I floored the guy in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
With a New York quarterback.
You won it. So, David, you want to see the starters tonight? You sound like a guy that wants to see the starters tonight.
Oh, yeah. But, you're farting. That's like a fart in the wind. I don't see that happening.
Well, probably not. But
a fart in the wind. He don't see it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they
I like
should
that
do. I mean, David, you got to tell Hugh. I mean, David, you and I are football guys. We got to tell Hugh here. We need to see the starters tonight. Get him ready.
To see the starters.
I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I called Colorado because I'm excited. It's where my sister is, and I told her the games tonight. Make sure you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she wants the same thing, but everybody knows that it's not a policy. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not, you'll probably see him for what? half of a quarter, I'm guessing.
Oh, if that, yeah,
yeah,
right.
They're not going to play that long.
And I don't think they're going to play the starters well, but they should, David. David, we'll get you in the mix here, but we like the Delco resume there from David. That's back-to-back good ones here.
Yep, good entries.
I feel like the entries are cooking here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. Looking for the most Delco person out there for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Of course, today, Tour de Delco continues with the afternoon show today at the Springfield Country Club. The afternoon show, are they Road Warriors now? I haven't seen those guys all week.
No, they haven't been here.
Wait, they Tuesday there at Dolan's. Yesterday they were at, I think, McGurk's in Fort Washington. Today they're at, obviously, Springfield Country Club. Yep. And tomorrow is their usual Friday show. They're Road Warriors, those guys.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That remote was pretty awesome. They've probably been eating good, too.
Of course they have.
Yeah, they're eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, that's one of the better parts about the remotes, meeting people and eating well. All right, 215-592-949 for your phone calls. Do you want to see the offensive starters tonight? I feel like I'm alone on an island. I always say this when I'm upset.
The lonely
what
island.
Happened to this? This is the city of Philadelphia. I mean, Hugh doesn't even believe in defense anymore. Doesn't think players need to play in the preseason.
Not a necessity.
Kyle's worried about injuries.
Injuries.
As if they couldn't happen in practice anyway. Can we see the real players play tonight? And, of course, the Phillies. Did Schwarber save the season with the home run last night? And when we get back, we've ignored a story for too long today. You've got to hear what Derek Gunn said about the Eagles operation while
this
he was on.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It might have been. No, I think he was dead serious. Well, he was on the radio down in D.C. You got to hear what he said about the Eagles operation and who's really setting the tone for this training camp. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, as he did last night, beers are on Kyle the next day. That means today, download the Yards Brewing Company app and you get a free Philly Standard beer. Yes, bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brew Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's and Havertown with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for Happy Hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also, with $5 Philly Standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.